Book 13, Chapter 7, How Simon Confederated Himself with Antiochus Pius, and Made War Against Trypho, and a little afterward, against Cendebeus, the general of Antiochus's army, as also how Simon was murdered by his son-in-law Ptolemy, and that by treachery. Now a little while after Demetrius had been carried into captivity, Trypho his governor destroyed Antiochus, the son of Alexander, who was also called the God, and this when he had reigned 4 years, though he gave it out that he died under the hands of the surgeons. He then sent his friends, and those that were most intimate with him, to the soldiers, and promised that he would give them a great deal of money if they would make him king. He intimated to them that Demetrius was made a captive by the Parthians, and that Demetrius's brother Antiochus, if he came to be king, would do them a great deal of mischief, in way of revenge for their revolting from his brother. So the soldiers, in expectation of the wealth they should get by bestowing the kingdom on Trypho, made him their ruler. However, when Trypho had gained the management of affairs, he demonstrated his disposition to be wicked, for while he was a private person, he cultivated familiarity with the multitude, and pretended to great moderation, and so drew them on artfully to whatsoever he pleased. But when he had once taken the kingdom, he laid aside any further dissimulation, and was the true Trypho, which behavior made his enemies superior to him, for the soldiery hated him, and revolted from him to Cleopatra, the wife of Demetrius, who was then shut up in Seleucia with her children. But as Antiochus, the brother of Demetrius, who was called Soter, was not admitted by any of the cities on account of Trypho, Cleopatra sent to him and invited him to marry her and to take the kingdom. The reasons why she made this invitation were these: that her friends persuaded her to do it, and that she was afraid for herself, in case some of the people of Seleucia should deliver up the city to Trypho. As Antiochus was now come to Seleucia, and his forces increased every day, he marched to fight Trypho, and having beaten him in battle, he ejected him out of the upper Syria into Phoenicia, and pursued him thither, and besieged him in Dora, which was a fortress hard to be taken, whither he had fled. He also sent ambassadors to Simon the Jewish high priest, about a league of friendship and mutual assistance, who readily accepted of the invitation, and sent to Antiochus great sums of money and provisions for those that besieged Dora, and thereby supplied them very plentifully, so that for a little while he was looked upon as one of his most intimate friends. But still Trypho fled from Dora to Apamea, where he was taken during the siege and put to death, when he had reigned 3 years. However, Antiochus forgot the kind assistance that Simon had afforded him in his necessity, by reason of his covetous and wicked disposition, and committed an army of soldiers to his friend Cendebeus, and sent him at once to ravage Judea, and to seize Simon. When Simon heard of Antiochus's breaking his league with him, although he were now in years, yet provoked with the unjust treatment he had met with from Antiochus, and taking a resolution brisker than his age could well bear, he went like a young man to act as general of his army. He also sent his sons before among the most hardy of his soldiers, and he himself marched on with his army another way, and laid many of his men in ambushes in the narrow valleys between the mountains. Nor did he fail of success in any one of his attempts, but was too hard for his enemies in every one of them. So he led the rest of his life in peace, and did also make himself a league with the Romans. Now he was the ruler of the Jews in all 8 years, but at a feast came to his end. It was caused by the treachery of his son-in-law Ptolemy, who caught also his wife and two of his sons, and kept them in bonds. He also sent some to kill John the third son, whose name was Hyrcanus. But the young man, perceiving them coming, he avoided the danger he was in from them, and made haste into the city Jerusalem, as relying on the goodwill of the multitude, because of the benefits they had received from his father, and because of the hatred the same multitude bare to Ptolemy. So that when Ptolemy was endeavoring to enter the city by another gate, they drove him away, as having already admitted Hyrcanus.